What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, before we get into things, I did just drop my 8th solo album, Crazy 8. It is out today. You can find it on all digital retailers. I also just released a new music video for the single With All Due Disrespect that can be found on my album, Crazy 8. And you can check that out on my YouTube channel, Katie Trop, or you could go to my website, katietrop.net. All I got to say about my music video, though, is mine is bigger than yours, and you'll have to watch the video to find out what I mean by that, but for sure, mine is definitely bigger than yours. Anyways, let's get into the NBA playoffs, and so far, the second round has pretty much been a runaway from three of the four series going on right now, and one of them, it's close, but the second game was not close, but so let's just go ahead and get into it. But so far, you know, it's been kind of uneventful for the majority of the way here. So let's get into the first series between the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers. This one's been dominated by the New York Knicks completely. I mean, they haven't even really looked bad at all. Game two was kind of close, but game one was a complete and utter blowout. The Knicks got the win 137-98. Jalen Brunson had 35 points. OG Anunoby had 18 points. Karl Anthony Towns had 17 points. And Mikal Bridges had 17 points. So it was just all around domination. All of the starters played well. The bench played well. It's just everybody completely dominated in that one. And it was just a complete blowout from the Knicks. Game two, Joel Embiid did not play in this game. And you would think that they would have got their asses kicked in this one. They did not get their asses kicked, but they did not get the win. The Knicks got the win 108-102. Jalen Brunson had 26 points. OG Anunoby had 24 points. Karl Anthony Towns had 20 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. So he had a double-double. And then Mikal Bridges, he had 18 points. So once again, it was a strong, all-around, great showing from the New York Knicks. The Philadelphia 76ers, Maxey just had to do way too much in this one. Like I said, no Embiid in this one just because something, I think he has like a sprained ankle or something. I can't recall. It's a new injury though. So, but like I said, you could see this team has been playing different with Joel Embiid in the starting lineup other than game one in this matchup because he did play in game one. But game two, it was a little bit better showing, but still you could see that the 76ers team definitely needs Joel Embiid out there. But even so, the New York Knicks completely dominating this series offensively, defensively, rebounding, just in every single way, shape, and form, they are dominating. Game three is tonight, Friday night. The New York Knicks right now have a 2-0 lead over the 76ers, so we'll see what happens here in the rest of the series if the Philadelphia 76ers can actually make it a series tonight. Then the next series we've got is the Minnesota Timberwolves versus the San Antonio Spurs. This so far has been the only interesting series because Minnesota actually took game one, 104-102. Anthony Edwards had 18 points. Julius Randle had 21 points, 10 rebounds. McDaniels had 16 points. And the San Antonio Spurs just missed the game-winning shot by just boom. It just went right off the front of the rim, basically. But it was a very close matchup and a shocking win for the Minnesota Timberwolves. But game two, the San Antonio Spurs completely demolished the Timberwolves, 133-95. So it wasn't even close. Victor Wembanyama had 19 points, 15 rebounds. Stephon Castle had 21 points. And so like I said, this is really the only series so far. But game two did not show that at all. And game three is Friday night as well. This series is tied up at one. But don't be shocked if the San Antonio Spurs just roll and win the next couple of games to send themselves into the Western Conference Finals. Because I just don't really, I mean, that last showing from the Timberwolves was terrible. So we'll see if they can actually show out in this one. They surprised in game one, but I feel like game one was more the Spurs just kind of let that one slip away. Then the next series we're going to talk about is the Detroit Pistons versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. And this one has been all Detroit Pistons all day. James Harden is doing what I expect James Harden to do, disappear into the playoffs as he does. But Detroit got game one, 111-101. Cade Cunningham had 23 points, 7 assists. Tobias Harris had 20 points, 8 rebounds. And Durin had 11 points and 12 rebounds. And so it was just a nice, solid win from the Detroit Pistons in this one. Game two was also dominated by Detroit. They got the win 107-97. Cade Cunningham, 25 points, 10 assists. So he had a double-double. Tobias Harris had 21 points. And that's just the thing about this Detroit Pistons team. They just suffocate you on the defensive end. And then Cade Cunningham just knows how to take over on the offensive end. And then he usually just needs one other guy to step in. So far, that's been Tobias Harris. And the Cleveland Cavaliers, like I said, other than Donovan Mitchell, they've pretty much been wilting in the spotlight so far. Game three is Saturday night. Detroit has the 2-0 lead right now in that series. And then the last series we have in the semifinals is the Oklahoma City Thunder versus my Los Angeles Lakers. And the Lakers have just not shown up at all in this one. Oklahoma City has kicked our ass in both showings here. Game one was Oklahoma City got the win 108-90. And it was never close at all. Chet Holmgren had 24 points and 12 rebounds. And, you know, I keep saying about Chet, I mean, it sucks for him because Victor Wembanyama and him play basically the same position. But Chet Holmgren is damn good, too. He is an excellent defender. He is so good in the paint. He is just such an excellent player, but he's going to continue to be overshadowed by Victor Wembanyama probably the rest of his career. Now, I will say Chet has a ring, so that's something that Wembanyama is searching for still. But I'm really just impressed with what Chet Holmgren's been doing these last couple of seasons. And he's definitely impressed against the Lakers so far. And then in this one, SGA just only had 18 points. So it really wasn't a big game for him. And that's just the thing. In this entire series so far, SGA really hasn't had to do anything. It's been the rest of the guys who've really been stepping up. And then game two, it was basically the same song and dance. Oklahoma City kicked our ass, 125-107. This was a little bit better of a game from the Lakers. But you know, the first half, it was close. And then the second half, it really just started to get away from them. And then, boom, that was it. But the Thunder got the win 125-107. Chet Holmgren in this one had 22 points, 9 rebounds. SGA had 22 points. And gotta say, while officiating is questionable all the time in pretty much every game, not just in the NBA, I am so fucking sick to death of listening to you cunts cry about SGA getting to the foul line. I swear to God, this happens anytime anybody gets good. Anybody gets good. You all did this to Kobe Bryant. This is my favorite thing since Kobe died. You all used to talk so much shit about Kobe. I got in so many fucking arguments over Kobe Bryant for so many years. About how he wouldn't share the ball. He was a ball hog. He just throws it up. Boop, 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 boop. Y'all used to say the same dumb shit that you say about SGA now, that you say about Steph Curry, that you say about LeBron, that you say about Giannis. There are so many of you cunts who can't just accept greatness when it's sitting in front of you. You have to make up all the fucking whiny, crybaby excuses in the world. And guess what? I'm a Lakers fan. The Lakers need to fucking step it up is what they need to do. Let's not sit here and cry about the refs. How about you step the fuck up and win a goddamn game? But it's not just this series. It has been so amusing to listen to you whiny, worthless cunts. And that's what you are. If you sit around and whine about the refs, you are a whiny, worthless cunt. This is why I watch games by myself, because I have no time to listen to you whiny, worthless cunts. And you're, the refs are ruining the game. It's the refs. No, here's a fact, y'all. SGA really is a good player. I hate to break the news to you. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is an excellent basketball player. He is a good basketball player, and it is not his fault that he is able to take advantage of the way the rules are in today's game. I swear to God, you idiots do this every single time a person gets good. Nobody can ever be good. It's always got to be the refs helped you out. used to hear this same song and dance with Kobe Bryant. And now that he's dead, none of y'all say a goddamn thing. If he was still alive, I know I would still be arguing with all you whiny little cunts. But because he's dead, you all are happy to give Kobe all the props now that he's dead. But all you NBA players of today, who everybody talks shit about today, just wait till you're dead. That's when everybody's going to give you your props. But I am just so fucking sick to death of listening to you idiots and your stupid, idiotic, well, the refs. SGA's a good player. Hate to break the news to you. He's a good player. Chet Holmgren's a good player. As a matter of fact, this Oklahoma City Thunder team is fucking good from top to bottom. They play offense. They play defense. They are good in the paint. They are so good at every fucking thing. They have depth at every position. They have depth on the bench. They are smart. They have great basketball IQ. Just get over the fucking goddamn refs, because that is all you idiots have. Anytime a team gets good, you all sit here and say the same goddamn shit over and over and over again. It's the refs. No, what it is one team is better than the other. And right now, my Los Angeles Lakers are getting their asses beat by the Oklahoma City Thunder, because the Oklahoma City Thunder are the better team. Hashtag the end. Shut the fuck up about the refs. God. Ugh. Crybaby sports fans really fucking piss me off. Like I said, this is why I watch sports by myself, because I cannot stand listening to you idiots for the most part. Anyways, let's talk about baseball and the rest of the week of baseball. We had some, we have a crazy winning streak going on right now with the Chicago Cubs. And the New York Yankees are playing great baseball this week. The Dodgers have had their ups and their downs this week, so let's get into it. And starting with the New York Yankees kicking the Baltimore Orioles' asses on Monday. Got the win 12-1. Aaron Judge had a home run with 4 RBI. Cam Schlittler pitched another gem. He went 5.2 innings with 4 strikeouts. And it was a sweep, a 4-game sweep for the Yankees over the Orioles in that one. Then Monday, like I mentioned about the Chicago Cubs, they have a winning streak right now. So they extended their winning streak to 6 games on Monday in a win over the Cincinnati Reds, 5-4. Conforto came right in, had a pinch hit walk-off home run in this one. And that's the theme you're going to hear with the Cubs, because the Cincinnati Reds are a damn good team. This is their division rival, too. So they're a damn good team. They're playing a damn good team, and they are walking it off basically all week against this damn good team. Conforto had the pinch hit, walk-off home run. Suzuki had a solid game. He had a home run and 3 RBI in the 6th win in a row for the Chicago Cubs this week. And then the Los Angeles Dodgers had a dominating win over the Houston Astros, 8-3. Yamamoto pitched a gem. He had 6 innings pitched with 8 strikeouts. And Freeland, he went 3-for-4 with a home run. And Will Smith went 3-for-5, and he had an RBI as well. Then on Tuesday, the Chicago Cubs continued their winning streak. They got their 7th win in a row over the Cincinnati Reds, 3-2. This one ended up with another walk-off home run, this one in the 10th inning by Michael Busch. So that was another crazy win by the Cubs this week. Then also on Tuesday, the New York Yankees got a win over the Texas Rangers, 7-4. Jazz Chisholm had a home run in this one. Cody Bellinger went 2-for-3 with 3 RBI, and then Ryan McMahon had a home run as well. Then also on Tuesday night, the Houston Astros took down the Los Angeles Dodgers 2-1, and it was a pitching duel between Lambert and Ohtani. Both of them went 7 innings pitched. Lambert had 4 strikeouts. Ohtani had 8 strikeouts, but the Houston Astros actually ended up getting the win in this one. And Walker and Schumacher over on the Astros side both had home runs that night, and that was the deciding factor in that game. Then Wednesday, the Chicago Cubs continued their winning streak at 8 wins in a row, this time once again over the Cincinnati Reds, 7-6. Oh, guess what? Another walk-off home run. They had 3 walk-off wins this week. 3 walk-off wins over the Cincinnati Reds. PCA had the walk-off home run in this one. He had 2 RBI on the night. And then Ian Happ. This Cubs team, they are getting it done in all ways, shapes, and forms. A new dude steps it up. And this week, Ian Happ is the dude stepping it up. He had a home run and 2 RBI in this game as well. Then on Wednesday, the Pittsburgh Pirates had a crazy battle between the Arizona Diamondbacks. Paul Skenes had a dominating 8 innings pitched with 6 strikeouts in this one, and it was tense. But the deciding factor in this one was Brandon Lau. He had a home run and an RBI, and that was the difference in this one, other than the amazing pitching by Paul Skenes. Then also on Wednesday, the Dodgers had yet another dominating win. They got the win over the Houston Astros 12-2. The story in this game, Andy Páez. This dude has already had a monster season. He is batting well over 300 for the season. He had 3 home runs and 6 RBI in this game. Yeah, 3 home runs. 3. All 3 of his hits, home runs. Crazy, the season that Andy Páez is having. And it's crazy to talk about, this is their highest offensive producer on the Los Angeles Dodgers roster. Who would have thought? With Ohtani, with Freddie Freeman, with Mookie Betts, who's expected back here in the next week or so. Andy Páez just having a crazy year and added 3 home runs in one night against the Houston Astros. And then last night, the Chicago Cubs continue that winning streak at 9. Got their 9th win in a row. 8-3 over the Cincinnati Reds. Did not need to walk it off this time. Shota Imanaga, he is getting hot. He pitched 6 innings with 10 strikeouts. And Michael Conforto, having quite the year with the Cubs. He went 3-for-3 and a home run in this one. Like I said, man, this Cubs team, they've got great starting pitching. They've got a great bullpen. They can produce offensively. They are great on the defensive side of the ball. Man, this Cubs team, really fucking good. We're getting a lot of great baseball from some random teams this year, not just the Cubs. Even though the Cubs are kicking the shit out of the Reds this week, the Reds are a good team. Tampa Bay Rays are a good team. The Pittsburgh Pirates are still a good team. Arizona Diamondbacks, we are getting a lot of great baseball from some random teams. But then, of course, we have the usual suspects like the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers still kicking ass. And then the Philadelphia Phillies, they fired their manager and they are on a heater right now. So they're playing some great baseball as well. All right, y'all, enjoy the weekend of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Monday.